Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Good evening, Tampa Bay and everywhere in between. It is Lisa V, the real Lisa V, with the Lisa V Show Getting Real. And before we start, I just want to say that it's been a really hot day out there, and I'm so glad that my co-host is here, and we're ready to do a fantabulous show. But I'm blessed that we always have one of my favorite humans in the world who's able to take his time out to call and let us know what's going on with his nonprofit. Stan Arthur, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So what is going on? I've seen a lot in I Love St. Pete. There's a lot going on. If you would please let all the listeners know, and viewers, because we're Facebook Live, what's been going on and what's going to be happening in the future?
Well, it's just been a crazy time there. Facebook has been breaking some of our features, meaning that we have to work a lot harder to get back to people and get things done for people. But as you know from your own personal experience, I Love St. Pete Facebook group is the best resource for anything you would possibly need to find in Southern Pinellas County, or even, you know, in Clearwater for that matter. It really is. I mean, you just go there, and anything you need, you pull up our search engine, and you look for any goods or services or anything of that kind, and you're going to find it. And chances are you're going to find somebody who's going to give you a special offer or a discount because they're part of our merchant program, the Key Tag Rewards program. And they're all required to give you some kind of special deal. And that has just taken off. We got over 400 different merchants in it now.
Wow.
Everything from plumbers to cleaners to insurance sales to, I mean, you name, you know, car repair, anything you possibly want. It's in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And I'm so blessed because I know that your nonprofit, which has helped, you know, the St. Pete community. Would you tell us a little bit about that and how it got started and what you've done? Because the numbers are just, they're mind-blowing to know that every single penny that comes in, you make sure it goes to the people that need it. You screen everybody. But please tell them what you've done, because, I follow you on Facebook, and what you and Karen and the rest of the admins do in that group are just, it's just amazing.
Well, when we finally grew so large, I mean, now we've got over 101,000 members, but a couple of years ago, we only had 50,000 members, and we decided it was time to do something for the community. So that's when we started our Key Tag Rewards program, but shortly after that, not even 6 months later, and you know very well because you were the first subject of our fundraising activities, we decided to just see what happened. If you have that many people in one place, and you say, hey, we need to help this person out and see what happens. And it went very well. It went extremely well, so much so that after a year of just kind of virtually passing the hat, we did a total 501c3 nonprofit org. And now, since last year, we have collected and redistributed over $200,000 to local people who are experiencing financial emergencies through no fault of their own. And it's just worked out tremendously well.
Right. I remember that even though 211 Tampa and Pinellas County rental, I mean, some people's lights were almost cut off, and you're just amazing and came through, and people, you know, were calling me going, what do I do? And I'm like, well, how long have you been? Because, you know, there is a criteria. You must be a member of the group for a certain amount of time, and it's a one time help you, you know, program, not every other week you have a problem. It's something to help in between the diapers and the food and the hotels and the mechanical, you know, mechanics that you've, Kenny from Wrench Masters has been amazing, that he's helped so many people and get their cars back on the road when they didn't have any anywhere else. But I know there's a really, really big party coming up, and Captain Rusty's Seafood Dip will be all at that party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to be at Red Tiki Bar and Grill, which is, I believe, 7351 46th Avenue North. We're having our 100,000 member appreciation party on August 13th at 2 p.m. with the Black Honkies.
I'm so excited.
Very excited about that. You know, you hire the Black Honkies and automatically 500 people show up. So
exactly. And the best thing is I know that people will be able to donate there. And also, yep, please give the website that they can donate to, so that way they can start the monthly donations. And I know everybody has $250 a week, and if they can do a $10 donation, and we have 1,000 people doing $10, I mean, right there, that goes back into the community. And like I said, I'm so glad that I was the first recipient, you know, called you bawling my eyes out because I didn't know what to do. And you had a family meeting, and next thing you know, you said, I never do this, but I know that Lisa would do the same for me. And I remember you said, I think it was 51 hours, you know, almost like almost $4,000 was raised. People, strangers are like, we need our dip, lady. So I'm so blessed that you helped me when I really didn't have anywhere to turn. And please give your website and any other information that you would like to give to our listeners out there.
Well, the I Love St. Pete Emergency Relief Fund can be found at helpstpete.org. That's simple, helpstpete.org. And of course, there's all kinds of stories there and everything you read up on and all that. But most importantly, there's a donate button. And we're looking for more people to pledge like $10 a month if they can, or more if they possibly can. If like you said, we can get 1,000 people to donate $10 a month, we could literally be moving mountains. We're at about a third of that right now. So we're still pushing for 1,000 members and $10 a month.
Right. And I know that it's definitely going to pick up. And I know once we have the big party and the thank you party, people will literally see, and all they have to do is go to the Facebook page, and the stories are legitimate. I mean, some of them literally ripped my soul out. I was just like, wow. I mean, just when you think you have it bad, or you're going through a struggle, then you have people and the dog living in the car, and it's 100 degrees in the shade, and they're there, and it's just, like I said, you've done so much for the community, and I'm so glad you won the Burger Award. And like I said, you just really have changed and really helped St. Pete when you know nobody else really would. And you know, like I said, you're just a blessing to everybody.
And just going where God leads me, because you know, at this age of mine, and coming from where I come from, to be able to be at this place now and helping people the way we are is a true blessing to be able to do it.
Right. Well, Stan, thank you so much for calling in, taking your time, and I will be seeing you for sure over the next few days. And please give Karen my love and that sweet, amazing baby a big kiss, because I'm telling you, that is the cutest baby in the world. And I even told my children, I said, you guys were cute, but this baby's, I'm sorry, she wins. And they laughed. But anyways, thank you, Stan. And we will be talking to you soon. And you have a great and blessed evening.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you so much. And now I'm excited because I have Melinda G from MG Holistics, my sidekick, my ride or die, and my co-host. And let me tell you, she's going to continue with what she left off last week. And I learned so, so much about things I had no idea. Melinda, please continue with what you left us hanging with last week.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for having me. And before I begin, I'm going to actually have to once again say that I'm not here to claim to treat or cure any disease or condition, nor replace medical care. I am going to refer to a number of studies. I am going to make it very clear that these are from PubMed.gov. These are from a medical database. These are peer-reviewed, so anything that I refer to are not going to be my claims, nor am I making claims on any modalities that I work with in my office or MG Holistics myself. So I just want to make sure I put that out there before I begin. And I also want to stress how important it is for everybody to, if you did not see last week's show, that they catch up, because I'm really not going to have the time to reiterate everything that I said last week. And there's some super, super, super valuable information that I happened to tell everyone last week. So please go to MG Holistics. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and catch up and see that last show, because there's a lot of super valuable information there. But so I'm going to start where I'm going to kind of start on the main points. So I am really discussing the secrets to health, longevity, anti-aging, aging, disease, and it all boils down to the cell. And it boils down to oxidative stress. And one thing I said last week, because I was trying to explain this in a way so people could understand. Now, one of the main issues with oxidative stress is something called ROS, which stands for reactive oxidative species. And to try to understand that in relation to oxidative stress, I refer to that as a foreign invader. And a lot of people might think that, no, in the healthcare industry, well, wait a second, ROS is actually essential in cellular processes, which, yes, that's true. However, the problem is we are so bombarded with oxidative stressors that most everybody has elevated ROS. So we are actually at war with ourselves. Now, when I say that, wow, doesn't that kind of sound like autoimmune disease? Okay, so, but that is something I'm going to throw out there, and now I'm going to bring it back. Another thing I was mentioning is how there's so many things that are connected. And I'll say like A equals B. And when I say that, means that they are so connected that you can mix them in and you're still going to get the same result. And so right now I'm going to go back real quick. Oxidative stress, inflammation. But now I'm going to bring in ROS. Inflammation, elevated ROS, right? Now we're going to bring in, so we know that oxidative stress, or for those that saw last week, know, oxidative stress is the number one issue when it comes to aging, disease, all kinds of health conditions out there, inflammation, and cancer is a big one. And these are, everything boils down to the cell. Now, one thing I left out here, which I did not bring full circle, which I will be bringing today, is microcirculation. But what we do know is that microcirculation feeds those cells. Those microvessels are so minute, they taper down. And those microvessels are what feed. It's actually where you have cell, so you have blood tissue profusion. That is actually what is feeding the cells. And when I say that, I am referring to epithelia. I am referring to tissue cells. And epithelia, that is what coats our organs. That is like, well, that is huge. But I'm also going to say it's part of our epidermis. So that is something that later on people are going to be able to visualize, because it's something more superficial. And this is where I think the beauty aspects are going to come together. But I'm not going to get there quite yet. So I'm going to back it up now. So now we know that oxidative stress is a killer. It is. It creates cancer. That's huge. So now I want to bring up some of these studies. But before I do that, I want to make it also very clear that I have so much respect for the medical field. So I want to make sure that when I bring some of these issues in, that this is not geared towards the medical field nor pharmaceuticals, because they have saved my life, okay? And the doctors, I respect you, and the nurses and all the clinicians and physicians and all out there, I respect the ones with the heart in the right places, the compassion, and the ones and your knowledge and dedication. However, there are certain things here that we cannot ignore. So last week, now I brought in what causes the oxidative stress? And we had some of the ones out there, sleep deprivation, the electronics. And I kind of jumped over synthetics. You know why? Because this is a big one, and I knew I didn't have time for it. But okay, we had our obvious synthetics that were mentioned last week, and that's the GMOs. Okay, we've got the GMOs. We've got the sweeteners, the artificial sweeteners, all the artificial things. I mean, that's all synthetic, okay? We've got all our food colors. We have all those things that are out there that are synthetic. But the one thing I really didn't mention are the pharmaceuticals. And I have a long list. So once again, how I mentioned that I'm going to refer to some of these studies. This is there. This is validated. I'm not just making these claims. But one thing we can no longer ignore is, so now we know, if you look at these studies, we've got the oxidative stress. We've got the cancers. We've got all these things. Oxidative stress creates cancer. Oxidative stress creates autoimmune disease. Oxidative stress, almost everything out there. If you do the research, there's pages and pages and pages of it. I actually thought about printing some stuff out, but I didn't have enough paper or print, or ink rather. So, but it's big. So now you also when you do the research, or when I did my research, oxidative stress and pharmaceuticals, drug-induced are oxidative stress, drug-induced cancer, aka drug-induced is pharmaceuticals. So I'm not attacking the pharmaceutical industry. However, there is an issue here that needs to be addressed, because why are we treating oxidative stress issues with oxidative stressors?
No comment from the peanut gallery.
Okay. Well, I think I kind of know why. Because this is not an attack on the doctors and nor the pharmaceutical industry, because there is first of all, we wouldn't need to have these things if we focused on the cell early on and took care of ourselves. Another thing is the physicians, they are bound to research. Now, I'm going to bring up another issue, because there's not just the issue in the pharmaceutical world. Now, I have a clinical nutrition degree, but I make sure I do the research. So anything I implement in my office has all kinds of research and studies to back it up from a national database of a medical literature that is verified and scrutinized and peer-reviewed. So anything that I bring in has that backing with it. However, not everybody in the holistic world does. So there is also an issue in the holistic world, which is I'm going to mention. I'm actually, when we have more time next week, which I'm super excited about our show next week, but I'm just going to throw out there that I experienced something where somebody wanted me to get involved with a supplement, and I literally flew out of state because of this so-called doctor, supposed doctor, I should say, and it wasn't long before I realized that he was targeting diabetics with a supplement that was not, it was actually very high vitamin A that wasn't even listed. And that it can be detrimental. That's a fat-soluble vitamin, can be very detrimental. So there are times when people don't know what they're doing, and that is why I think there's resistance. That is why it's so huge that Eastern and Western medicine needs to come together, because we need your brain. We need the doctors out there to be on board, because we don't want people out there that don't know what they're doing. And it's time that I think they open their eyes, because you can't ignore it. The studies are there. Not only are the studies there, but the pharmaceutical industry, now not all of them. There's not all of them. Like I said, they have saved my life on more times than once. But it's known. It's in there. Once again, to do the study, do the research. It's pharmaceutical industry is actually, this is another one. They are actually known to have paid the highest. We're talking billions of dollars in criminal fines. Criminal. Knowingly, willingly caused harm. So it's time that we wake up and we don't give so much trust in an industry that may not have our best interest. So now when I said,
which is never reported. I mean, it's the first time of me hearing of that.
Yeah, well, if that's the thing, though. We have to have our due diligence. Mm-hmm. We're responsible for ourselves. So it's time that we get out there. Now, when I say do your own research, I am absolutely not, positively not saying to self-diagnose yourself and self-treat yourself. Absolutely not. We need the doctors. But we need more and more doctors on board with holistics and with natural remedies. Because now I'm going to get back to why the studies aren't there. Okay, so most of these pharmaceuticals, or a lot of these pharmaceuticals, were derived from natural sources, natural formulations. However, the money's not in. You can't patent these. So they're in laboratories making synthetic versions. I mean, come on, think about GMOs. We've got all these wonderful, natural, God-given fruits and vegetables and things out there, but now we're modifying things. It's crazy. So the same thing's happening in the pharmaceutical world. So our bodies are not synthetic. Of course it's going to create oxidative stress, because our bodies are natural. So they're going to consider anything synthetic as being invaders, because it's not, I mean, it's like, it's common sense. But the problem is the physicians, they're bound to looking at these studies. Where's the money coming from to pay for these studies? Because it's not. So if I could put together, and we could start focusing more on holistic bake, all natural alternatives, that would be huge. But I don't want to go too far down this avenue here. But I just want to put that out there, that is a huge oxidative stressor. So it is so important to focus on cellular health before you have a symptom that develops. Because doctors, now on their, okay, in their defense, if we go to a doctor and we have our issue, well, once we've reached the doctor's office, we have had probably years and years of dysfunctional cell building up, which are, remember, our oxidative stresses and creating inflammation. Oxidative stress and inflammation are tied together. So by the time we've reached the doctor's office, we have had years of causing dysfunction to our cells. Now inflammation, pain, inflammation, oxidative stress, and then remember microcirculation over here. Well, the microcirculation is feeding those cells oxygen, nutrient delivery, and pulling out the toxins. Well, pain and inflammation is relative to lack of oxygen. So they are, all this is so completely tied together. So by the time you get there, and if the doctor would say, okay, well, here, focus on your cells and come back in 6 months, you know, you probably wouldn't be too happy. But that's where we need to put this on ourselves and realize we have to have patience, because a lot of times we're looking for those quick fixes. Mm-hmm. Well, those quick fixes are just treating that symptom. Well, we've got all these issues, these cellular oxidative stressors, that they're not going to go away. They're just going to continue to build up. So if you're trying to treat the what's on top, it's you're going to eventually have an explosion. So that is why I just want to emphasize how important taking care of yourself and oxidative stressors is for your overall health and well-being. Now I want to get to, and I'm going to mention, this is a quick story, but this is the only way I think I can really emphasize everything in relation to this, is my mom. So my mom, 13 years ago, passed away from cancer. And probably approximately a year before she passed away, she happened to mention to me, we were on a phone conversation, oh my gosh, I've just been diagnosed with, or I've just been given this new medication for osteoporosis, but it has a risk of cancer. So at least she knew. And, you know, I wish, I mean, in hindsight, I wish I begged her not to take it. But, of course, that's my mom. She's going to do what she's going to do. So it wasn't even within a year. She was covered in cancer. Didn't even know it. She lasted a month and a half after being diagnosed. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, so, yes, I'm focused. Gosh, why didn't I stop her from taking that medication? But then my clinical nutrition backed me up and said, well, wait a second. Okay, started from the cell. My mom loved her. Soda. She loved her. It was her, it was her Diet Vanilla Coke. Okay, now I'm going to back this up just so you guys can visualize this. You've got your soda, phosphorus. It's going to deplete the bones of calcium and lead to osteoporosis right there. Bam. You got your caramel colors, cancer. Look it all up. It's all in the research. Okay, now you've got the caramel colors. Oh, you've got remember the sweeteners, the artificial sweeteners, cancer. So now we go on. We've got that there. So now I realize, wait a second. Now at the time when she was diagnosed, there we were dealing with some major, major stress. Remember the high pH and creates, that also is going to create the oxidative stress and create, and the cancer loves the acidic state. So the cancer is going to grow in that acidic state. So that's another thing there. Then now we're going to move on and we're going to go towards, and my mom, it was like she was brewing. That was a storm brewing. So it just goes to show you all these oxidative stressors, what it can create. Now, I have so much more to tell you, but since I'm running out of time, what I want to implement is the importance of the being able to reach the oxidative stressors, and the cell is through the microvessels. So as I mentioned before, we have all these stressors here, but we are, what is going to feed the cells is the microvessels and how essential they are. So I have a supplement that I had mentioned before, which of course has all the clinical research and backing. So that is going to, I have a supplement that decreases oxidative stress 40% in 30 days. That is huge. So I have so much more to let you know, but this is so huge when it comes to cellular health and taking care of oxidative stress. And we are going to reach what this is going to do on a beauty level next week. We are going to touch on so much more, but I just wanted to really get that out there so you understood the importance of the avoiding the synthetics and trying to take care of your cells early on in life before it gets to that point.
Well, I mean, Melinda, you've got information galore, and next week you'll have, of course, more time, and that way we'll just continue and further this. But I've got to mention, I'm wearing this outfit for those who can see it, and it's brand new, and it was $6, okay? And it's Jessica Mounts from Boutique Love Hangover, and she is by appointment at 125 East Virginia Lane, Clearwater. Phone number 813-810-1186, or you can visit her St. Pete location in Vampirial Spa at 2851 First Avenue North. And my nails, I travel a lot, and I am blessed that I have two nail salons that are awesome. And my new nail salon that I found where I'm my new stomping grounds is called Classy Nail, and they are located at 9832 U.S. Highway 301 South. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. They are closed on Sundays, and their phone number is 813-672-0573. And we've got a few commercials coming right now. We'll be back in just a second.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Let me tell you about the hardest working salon in Tampa, Florida, Platinum Beauty Bar, located at 3201 South Dale Mabry Highway. They are open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday 10 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 6. Phone number 813-884-7257. They specialize in all phases of extension hair, color matching, and let me tell you, they make me look my best. So you want to get the best salon in Tampa? Platinum Beauty Bar.
Hi, this is Dan Olson. I'm the Global Bodybuilding Organization Director of Florida. I'm here to talk about a few shows that we have here in the state of Florida. First of all, we got coming up this weekend, it's the GBO Florida Sunshine State Naturals. It's a tested event, and it's got some pro categories and some pro qualifiers for amateurs. That's coming up June 18th. August 20th, we have the GBO Miami Classic. It's an international show. It's an amateurs pro qualifier, and that's August 20th in Miami. September 24th, right here in St. Pete at the Palladium Theater. It's going to be a great event. We've got the GBO Florida West Coast Classic coming up September 24th. Again, this is Dan Olson, GBO Florida Director.
That's right, C'est La Vie Nail Salon, located at 1401 34th Street North. Phone number 727-873-7546. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 7:30, and Sunday, 10:30 to 5:30. If you want affordable, clean, and a friendly nail salon, you definitely want to see C'est La Vie Nail Bar. Good afternoon, it's the real Lisa V from 106.1 FM. And let me tell you about something amazing. Captain Rusty's seafood products. We have Cajun lobster and crab, smoked mahi dip, regular lobster dip, and regular blue crab dip. Make sure you go to your nearest store and tell them that you want a dip with Captain Rusty's dip.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we're back, and hopefully, do I have my caller on the line, the GBO of Florida director, Dan Olson, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Lisa V?
I'm doing great. I know that you work like, you know, 900 hours a day, and you have a full-time job, and you're still directing this amazing organization, Global Bodybuilding Organization, and I know that we have a couple shows that are coming to Florida, and one in particular that I'm very proud to bring. And for those who can see on Facebook, I can't wait to put this medal on the competitors. It has the Skyway Bridge. It's called the West Coast Classic. And Dan, I know that you have a whole bunch of information to tell us about the Classic, when, where, and sponsorships and tables and everything. So if you would please let us know what to expect at the West Coast Classic, the first West Coast Classic of many to come.
Yes, the first West Coast Classic coming up September 24th. It's actually, it's pretty cool. It'll be a straight-through format. So it's really good. A lot of athletes are liking that because we start not too early, but not too late, 9, 10 o'clock, and we're usually out of there early afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock. So with that event being at the Palladium Theater, we've got some host hotels right around the corner, and we've also got one at the beach.
Yes.
So, yes. So, lots of out-of-towners will have some good amenities within walking distance, no matter where they're at. So it's going to be a fun show.
Now, what classes is going to be at? Because I know there's a Miami show that I'm definitely entering, but and also the St. Pete show. What classes are going to be at the St. Pete show?
Yeah, the St. Pete show will be all amateur classes available, and it's masters. Shoot, we've got women masters, 35 to 39, over 40, over 50, over 60, over 70, whatever age bracket we can accommodate. Same thing with men. Men start over 40. All the bodybuilding classes will have classic bodybuilding. We'll have male and female. We've got women's figure. We've got men's beach body, women's beach body. And we have a very good class that's getting popular, and it's transformation.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And everybody's got a story, but some people really achieve extreme limits, and it's anything from losing weight to battling eating disorders, any addictions and stuff like that. And it's catered to changing their lifestyle to a healthy lifestyle and getting on track with their health.
Right, and I've never had the problem of not being able to put weight on, but people sometimes don't realize that there are people that it takes them a lot to put on 5 pounds of muscle. It can take them a couple years because they just don't gain weight. Those are the people I sometimes, you know, glare at, but I'm kidding. But as far as that goes, like transformation, it's also the story behind, you know, how you transform from inside to out. Now, I also know that we have a really, really great show in Miami on August 20th. Would you give us the details about that show, please? Because it's not too far of a drive from St. Pete.
Nope. Or a quick little hop. It's at the DoubleTree by Hilton and Convention Center. Cool thing about that is it's out towards the airport, kind of in between Miami and whatnot. So it'll have airport shuttles, so people flying from out of town can have a direct shot right to the hotel. The hotel is huge. It's got a shopping center, a couple restaurants, bars, and the convention center is attached, so it's all in one. Again, that's August 20th, coming right up. All amateur classes are available. And, well, one good thing, if there's overall winners, they will also be qualified to compete at the Atlas, which they have $70,000 worth of cash and prizes for the winners. And what else we got? All same thing, all amateur classes, and that's also got transformation classes. And I believe some special talk show host is going to be entering that for the Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be me. So I'm excited about that because my story has been a long one, and I'm not tooting my horn. I'm not being prideful at all. But you know, you and I were literally brought together like from God. And I make a joke that GBO is not just Global Bodybuilding Organization; it's God's bodybuilding organization. Because there's no way that I would have found you if God didn't tell me to reach out to Bob. And Bob Johnson, and he is the president, and along with his wife and a great, great staff, they do events and competitions all over the world. And I am just so blessed that I was able to find, you know, GBO and everybody. I mean, they're a family. I mean, I've been to several events, and if I'm not mistaken, Sean Roberts from AMRAC, half like 20 of our bodybuilders are in a movie. And that right there is just, you know, and it was, you could feel like God moving. I remember the weather was going to pour on us, and we got, you know, the scenes in, and everything was like the way it should be. And you just, some other, I'm not knocking other competitions or other organizations, but I've spoken with bodybuilders. My father, you know, worked out and had me drinking Dynamic Body Shaper at age 6, which you're not supposed to do that, we know now. But literally, they were unhappy. And I told them, I said, you need to try GBO. It's all about the athlete. It's not about the organization and who it is and what their name is and all that. But if I'm not mistaken, you have people coming from all over the world to this competition in Miami and hopefully St. Pete, because you know it is the Atlas is in December, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, it is. December 3rd, it's in Arlington, Texas. And it is the international program for the athletes is huge. Again, this is also a pro qualifier and Atlas qualifier for the overall. And like I said, it's open to international, and we're getting interest from Great Britain, South America, South Africa, even Puerto Rico, and that's another one that we're going to be talking on here in the near future too. So we're growing as GBO Puerto Rico. Also.
Yes, and then we'll have a bunch of pinchos, because when you were on the show last week, you said you know those Spanish things, they're called pinchos, like pinch. So it's like a pinch of meat. So pinchos.
Pinchos.
Yes, the awesome. Pinchos. I heard that and please give us a wrap up about what transpired just last weekend at the Sun State Nationals, correct?
Yeah, the Florida GBO Florida Sunshine State Naturals.
Yep.
It was a tested event. We were able to turn two amateurs pro, and they are going to Houston, Texas on November 19th to compete at the Naturals Atlas. We've got two pro Beachbody women and Beachbody men that earned some money. We had some great booths. We had Muscle Gear there. AMRAC gave a great presentation, really cool. That movie, that when it comes out, is going to be phenomenal.
I can't wait.
What else? Yeah, of course, Genetic Fashion had some her clothing line there. Chef Maybam, who had the Pollo Pinchos,
yes,
were awesome. And if you went there and didn't get some, oh, you missed out.
Exactly. Now, is the Miami show going to be tested and St. Pete?
No, the Miami Classic and the West Coast Classic are both open shows,
okay,
not to be tested.
Okay.
But we do have natural athletes signing up for these, and they do very, very well.
Right.
So, yes.
And to make their way to the Atlas. Well, I know there's a lot of social media outlets. If you would please give all the information, and I know that there's sponsorship available and tables available. If you would give, you know, some information about that.
Yes, we do have a website, gboflorida.com, and you can go either way, gboflorida.com or floridagbo.com. It still goes to the same website. And on there, you can travel or navigate through there. We've got both shows left to register on. You can get your tickets on. Sponsors can sign up and donate at different levels. And what else? We've got social media. We've got the GBO Florida Facebook page, the Instagram. It's GBO underscore Florida. We have GBO Florida Naturals, GBO underscore PR for Puerto Rico. And I do believe we're going to revive the GBO Miami Classic Instagram page coming up. And what else? Am I missing any?
The list is a lot. Well, Dan, I know that you've got a super, super, super busy schedule. And I know that you'll be coming up, and also for the listeners, I mean, even gyms in Tampa, gyms in Riverview, gyms in Clearwater, gyms in Largo, gyms in Madeira Beach, like, we want to do a meet and greet. We want you to be able to ask, you know, questions about the organization. I'm part of, I have a home gym, Planet Fitness, in St. Petersburg, and I'm definitely going to be doing meet and greets there, and we'll have, you know, clothing, and we'll have free stuff and supplements and everything like that. But Dan, thank you so, so much for taking the time to call in because, you know, like I said, everybody's got a job, and it seems like you burn the candle at both ends because you're doing all of the, you know, Florida directing duties and also, you know, your full-time job. So, Dan, thank you so much for calling in, and I can't wait to get on a stage in Miami and blow everybody's mind, including myself. So I'm really excited for that. And I thank you for answering my Facebook request, because I know you're probably like, this lady must be spam. You know, she must be a fake Facebook, because, you know, I definitely, you know, my photos of before and after, you know, I was 315.5 pounds. And people go, why do you put the 0.5 there? And I politely say, because at 315, I was just obese, but when I was 315.5, I was morbidly obese per my doctor. So there is a difference, and that 0.5 can put a boxer into, you know, being able to win the fight or being, you know, creamed by the other person who has, you know, 0.5 on him and height. So thank you, Dan, once again for calling in, and I will be talking to you very shortly.
Yeah, no, it's an honor and a privilege. I enjoy doing these things, and I wish I could have been there in the studio, because that's even more fun.
Oh, it is. People don't realize how much fun we have behind the scenes.
I wish you could have been here too, Dan.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah, no, it would have been part two last week, but we could have gone on and on and on. So
yes. Yeah, we definitely need 3 hours.
Yeah, we need it. Yes, we need to add another hour.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we barely touched the surface, so.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, we just keep building on the shows between, you know, Melinda G and MG Holistics and everything. And I like I said, you have a great evening, Dan, and you'll definitely be on next week, and we'll have more information and more stuff to talk about next week for sure. And thank you. And Bobby, do we have...
Nobody else yet.
Nobody else yet. Okay. Well, my record label, he's supposed to be calling in. So what we'll do is we'll play my song that's going to be released next month. We're going to have it everywhere. And the story behind the song is my uncle started a song 9 years ago when I met my ex-husband, which is also part of my book, Taken by Surprise, How God Saved Me Literally. And my ex-husband and best friend were having an affair and plotting my murder. And because of this song, it's literally the conversation, almost word for word, that I had with my ex-husband. The only person that could have done that was God. And it took my uncle 9 years to write it. He started it, and he started it when we mentioned, he says, wow, you've never dated anybody like that before. And I said, I was taken by surprise. And Michael said, you know, I've been working on a song with that title. I'm going to finish it now. So without any further ado, here is me, the real Lisa V, and Taken by Surprise. Okay, hi there. It seems that we have the wrong track playing. So right now, I know that my producer should be calling in any second. And as soon as he does, and we'll be able to get some really exciting news, because my life has literally, when I say changed in a matter of 3 weeks, I mean literally changed. And I'm so glad, because he's super, super busy. And I heard the phone ringing back there. And my producer, Bobby, is definitely going to put Joe... put you through. Are you on the line with us?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, Joe, I'm so glad, because you're a super, super busy man, but I know we have a lot of stuff coming up. Would you please tell the listeners what you're doing, what's happening between the young gentleman that was one of my Uber people, and now he's with the record label? So if you would just please share everything you could, I would be so grateful.
Yeah, definitely. We're doing a bunch of shows. We're doing a bunch of... it's like a mini tour, basically, of the Southeast. And then we even have a show for St. Jude's up in October. It's going to be at the Toad's Place in New Haven, Connecticut, with possibly Carlos Santana.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Now you just surprised me. I love him. Like, I have a story that I'll tell you with him and my uncle from when they were kids in Miami. Like, it's crazy. Carlos Santana moved and my uncle was in a garage with Carlos Santana, and then he moved away. So they were all having a band, and it's like, I'm like, wow, you would have been in Santana if he had stayed in Miami. But please tell us more. I had no idea about that. I'm so psyched now.
So somebody that does the staging for the last show that we did, which was on Juneteenth, the guy that did the staging there, this guy Jabbar, he's like really good friends with Santana. We've talked to Santana's agent, and this is the kind of event that Santana will do. So we're pretty sure that it's going to be a lock.
And I know that there's a lot of stuff coming up. You're doing fundraisers. You're doing for St. Jude's. If you could please like tell about that and just tell what's going to be happening in July, because I know I'm supposed to be up there July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Excited!
We got shows planned. Lisa Vasquez is going to be on stage with Curly Jones and The Prophecy and Tony Tay and a couple of local artists that we got doing these little showcase, mini showcases. But Lisa is actually going to be headlining and co-headlining these shows. So, you know, we're doing it at multiple venues around the Charleston area. And then from there, who knows? Well, we got shows coming up all the time, all over the place.
Right. And I know that, like I said, I literally had called you for somebody else, and next thing you know, you literally like changed like my whole life. I still can't believe, it's almost like surreal that that I'm gonna be performing and with what we've talked about, that we know this is God. Like, God will, when it's time, nothing can be, like, you can't stop God. When God's doing what he's doing, there's no way to stop it, and you just have to go with it. And I'm just so excited because of, you know, Tony being in my car, and he looked at me like, lady, you must be crazy. I'm like, no, I know some people. Let me call for, you know, let me make a call tomorrow, because I make a joke that Beyonce and Usher and Chris Brown and Drake had a baby, and it's him, because he just really blew my mind when I heard, you know, what he sang about, and especially the song dedicated to his mom. It was just so wonderful. And
yeah, he's going to open for all these shows.
I can't.
He's going to open for all these shows that you guys are doing.
I know, and I'm still, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it, but I know that you have a lot of social media outlets. If you would please give all the listeners the social media and anything else, anybody that, you know, they should be following, please give the artists, you know, info right now, and we'll make sure that they start following.
Yeah, definitely. So everything can be found at atlasstarrecords.com or Facebook, just Atlas Star Records. Google Atlas Star Records, Eventbrite Atlas Star Records. You know, you do whatever you want. Put in Atlas Star Records and everything will come up.
And also, I know that you have a store that you also have that has music.
Online shopping mall. Yeah, we have a shopping mall. It's called AtlasStarShopping.com.
And how many artists and songs, give or take, do you have on there?
Not nearly enough. We don't have all of our artists represented on the site at this point. We're adding them slowly but surely. We have over 60 artists in 11 countries, and we've only got about
A lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of artists, and we have a large network, but we have to get their music on our platform.
Okay, and like I said, you are such a blessing to me and to Tony. And I mean, like I said, I still can't believe that in just a few weeks, I'm literally going to be, you know, singing for the first time for, you know, my record label. It's just
for big crowds.
I know. I'm excited.
We're putting a lot of work. We have a street team, you know, that's promoting, and everybody's doing their job.
Oh, I know. When you sent me my text and Messenger, and you're like, okay, Lisa, this is your team. I'm like, I have a team. Like, it's so mind blowing. But, and also the fact that my book will be finished, and you have two books on Amazon, correct? Or you've had two books on Amazon?
I just have one.
Oh, you just have one right now, but you're going to have another one that you're going to co-edit, which is mine. And I'm excited for it. And like I said, you really are a blessing to me and a blessing to all the artists. And I've been telling people about, you know, the label, and they've been, you know, going to it, and people are like, wow, you know, that's really great. And like I said, I can't wait to get up there next month and really, really show you what I can do.
You're going to shine.
I can't wait. Like I said, I am just so blessed that you believe in me and are there to support me and have literally opened and kicked doors down. And next week, we're having a Curly on the show. So I'm really excited for that because I never thought I'd be singing and recording a song for a pastor. You know, it's just like, wow,
this
is really of God. So, yeah. But like I said, thank you so much, Joe. And everybody calls you Uncle Joe. Even though, you know, you're younger than me, I'm going to call you Uncle Joe. And
whatever you want.
Yeah. And like, do it. Call me whatever you want. But like I said, thank you. And you will definitely be on the show with Curly next week. And hopefully, if we time it well enough and you know, hopefully Tay can get on also and talk a little bit, too. I just got to get with him. That would be really great for all of us and anybody else who's going to be there. Like, they can call in and we can get all the get everybody on at one time. So, like I said, thank you for blessing me and literally helping my dreams come true.
God bless you.
Thank you. He has. I assure you he has, now that I know you for sure. But you have a great evening, Joe. And we're going to, we found the song. That was my error. And now we're going to end the show with my song called Taken by Surprise. And you know, Melinda G from MG Holistics, like, I'm so glad that you're sitting here and co-hosting. And your information is just, I can't wait till next week because you really know what you're talking about. And it's the little things that we overlook that we put in our body that are actually doing more harm than good.
Absolutely. So, and thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
As always, thank you. And Bobby, thank you for being here. Everybody, have a great night. And Champa Bay, come on, Lightning. Let's do what we know we can do.
Woohoo!
I never meant to hurt you. To only you. You gave your love and trust to me, and never had one doubt in me. You should know you're not to blame. I know I would feel the same. Now I need to make
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.